The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And we won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. In fact, if we ever do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink. Sit back in your seat because we're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it's one of the things we do best. Today's show is... After Martinsville Damage Assessment from a NASCAR Fan's View. Once again, Martinsville, the shortest track on the NASCAR circuit, became the biggest for drama, tempers, excitement, and intensity. A lot happened in the 500 laps around the 0.526-mile oval that possibly changed the entire outlook for the finale in 3 weeks at Homestead. The damage done to several of the possible contenders for the Cup Championship may or may not be able to be undone. Only the next two races before the finale will tell the story. It isn't news to anyone that Jeff Gordon won his first race of the 2015 season and also is now one of four that will be racing for the Cup Championship in 3 weeks at Homestead. This fan congratulates him for that. It also isn't news of how he was able to do exactly that or that Matt Kenseth took the opportunity to give a little payback to Joey Logano for his actions at Kansas, along with things that happened at Martinsville. What is news is that people are still talking about it, and NASCAR has made a decision about Kenseth's actions as I write this, but their decision doesn't change mine at all. In fact, even though it might sound quite severe, it is fairly non-consequential, and its effect is not far-reaching. In case you haven't heard, they suspended Matt Kenseth for the next two races and put him on probation for 6 months. I've found it quite interesting to follow all, or at least most, of the talking heads since the incident and how they viewed Kenseth's actions and how they think it is time for NASCAR to make a statement with some kind of severe punishment for him. They've found it difficult to believe that the fans don't readily agree with him, and many of the quick polls I have seen are quite in favor of Kenseth's actions with Logano. I wrote about what actions I thought Kenseth might take in my article called Kansas Damage Assessment a couple of days after Kansas. I'm sure the talking heads and expert commentators will have mixed emotions about NASCAR's decision and punishment. I would even venture to say they won't think NASCAR went far enough, but even that doesn't bother me or change my opinion either. What I do find fascinating from the commentators is how they think Logano's move at Kansas was perfectly okay and that Kenseth's seeming payback at Martinsville was completely out of place. They use as their explanation of those statements the fact that at Kansas, Logano and Kenseth were racing for the win, and at Martinsville, Kenseth was many laps down. Although it is true Kenseth was about 9 laps down at the time he and Logano had their on-track disagreement, they seem to overlook how Matt once again got that many laps down. There was a Team Penske thing going on at all of the restarts once both Penske teams got on the front row. Kenseth decided to try and stick to Logano's bumper and break up the team effort of Keselowski and Logano for the restarts. Unfortunately, it did appear that Brad Kay did take Kenseth out, although I'm not sure it was intentional. As some have said, that lit the fuse which led to the final result. Personally, I prefer to say it relit the fuse and everything together caused the explosion of emotion which ultimately led to the surprise, but not unexpected, result. Well, at least it wasn't unexpected by this NASCAR fan. When it happened, I tweeted my opinion at the time, and it really hasn't changed at all because it is this fan's opinion that I think what happened was mostly justified. Here's what I tweeted. So, it's okay for Logano to take Kenseth out and ruin his championship hopes, but not okay for Kenseth to do the same. From the sound of the cheering crowd in the stands, It appeared they agreed much more with Kinsa's actions than Logano's loss. Yes, I admit it was a bit emotional at the time, but I do have my reasons. When the first incident happened at Kansas, I couldn't believe how the Talking Heads took up for Logano's actions and saw nothing wrong with it. They had the immediate and opposite reaction to Kinsa's actions at Martinsville. Look, I used to race stock cars at our local tracks, and I won my share of races and championships, and lost my share too. I am very familiar with this statement I heard in my racing days, although it was never directed at me in particular. The statement was, "Look, buddy, I tried you high, and I tried you low, and then it was time for you to go." Of course, that's the edited version because I prefer to keep my G rating here on my sights. I suppose Logano could use that example as his excuse if he wanted, but this fan still thinks his actions were unwarranted. Understand that I do understand what and why Logano did what he did, but I also know that his actions eliminated Kenseth from the chase for the championship. If, as so many of the commentators have said, Logano clearly had the faster car, why didn't he wait to pass him without putting him out? If he had done that, there would have been no need for retribution. If he was clearly faster, as the head stated, there was no need to take the action he took. As it was, he made the choice to put Kenseth out, rather than continue to battle him for the lead. Choices like that often lead to hard feelings, and we all know he sounded quite arrogant when he talked about the move afterwards. Even Dale Jr. stated that in an interview. As I said earlier, NASCAR has doled out the punishment to Kenseth and pretty much left the situation alone for the moment. It is this fan's opinion their response was necessary, but also guarded in the sense that they could say they did something about it. Not everyone will be happy about it on either side, but who cares? After all, this is NASCAR. I still disagree with the commentators in their view of the accident. In listening to the replays of the incident, I suppose they called it as they saw it, but I saw and heard something they never mentioned. They were too busy calling it payback, which it was, and never made mention that Logano pulled down into Kenseth. Even Logano's spotter repeated several times, "He's still inside, still inside, still inside." Funny, I never heard any of them mention that part of it at all. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Podcast Norm Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.